You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Dr. Richard Daniel and Margie Bricky, and they are with the Alumni Relations Office. Dr. Daniel is Associate Vice President for University Advancement, and he's also the Executive Director for the Alumni Relations Office. And Margie Bricky has been working with the Alumni Relations Office for a long time.
A long time. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for jumping fences and doing all that stuff that you came over here for the better that we're doing here at UTEP. And so let's start a little bit with the Alumni Relations Office, and tell us a little bit about what you all do, because as I've told Margie before when we've interviewed, that a lot of people, when they hear alumni relations or alumni office, all they think about is just people who graduated from the university, they become members, and then maybe perhaps once a year they come to the homecoming, and that's it. But you guys do a lot more than that.
That's correct, Louis. Thank you again for having us here on your show. It's always great to be with you. Let me just tell you a little bit about some of the things, and I'll let Margie also chime in on the chapter relations piece. But the primary aspect of what we do in the alumni office is to engage students and alumni with the university. It's important for us that we develop a relationship with students on campus so as they graduate, they think about their engagement after so they can stay connected to us. And we do that through a variety of ways. First of all, we have activities throughout the country. We have receptions, we have meetings, we have chapters who do things to engage alumni so that you feel this connection back to your alma mater. And that's the important part of what we try and do. You know, we are the office that provides the Distinguished Alumni Awards when we recognize alumni, also the Gold Nuggets for the colleges, we're also the top 10 seniors. So we really believe that recognizing our alumni and our students is one of the most important things that we do, because we believe that there's so many great alumni who've been so accomplished, and we want to make sure we tell everybody about their success, and we want to make sure that we connect as many people. So we do a lot of activity throughout the year on an ongoing basis to make sure that people don't forget about this great institution.
And I'm glad that you said connect people, because you mentioned the Gold Nugget Awards and various other awards. And sometimes people think, well, I didn't accomplish a lot. I didn't go to the moon. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. But just the fact that you graduated from UTEP makes you a member of this special group.
Exactly. You know, the Minor family exists of a myriad of people who have done some amazing things. And yes, we have an astronaut that's gone to the moon, but we also have people who make a difference every day, and we want to celebrate all of those people because they're just as important. They make contributions to this university and to their communities and to this country to make a difference, and I think that's one of the important pieces, is that we find when we talk to alumni that they're so grateful and appreciative of what they received here. It was able to be their springboard to their profession, and they are so grateful that they had that and that we still stay connected with them and they connect with us. I mean, some people have very exemplary accomplishments, but everybody has accomplished some great things and we want to celebrate those.
And just the fact, as we mentioned, that they graduated, because not everybody has a degree.
Exactly. And that's such an important fact. We live in an area that is an undereducated area in terms of people who have bachelor's degrees. So we have contributed significantly to this region. You know, we have over 112,000 alumni who've graduated from this great institution in 100 years. So that's something to be proud of, because if we were not here, we would not have those numbers and we would not be able to contribute to this region. So we're very proud of that. I mean, UTEP is such a great institution that has made this area and this region so proud because of the graduates and the people that we have served.
And as I mentioned, Margie Bricky is with us here today, and Margie has been with the Alumni Relations Office for a long time, and we're celebrating our 100th anniversary this year, and obviously Margie has not been there for 100 years.
Not quite.
if you have, you look quite well.
Thank you.
But anyway, tell us a little bit about this picnic, because you were here last year and you talked about it. Is this the second time or third time?
This is our third year. And we started 3 years ago leading up to the centennial so we could celebrate UTEP on one particular day across the country. So that was the purpose of doing that. And now we've grown. We're up to 25 picnics across the country. And internationally, we've got one in the Kingdom of Bhutan and one in Jalisco and Zapopan in Mexico. and one in Juarez, of course, right across the border.
Now, as far as the picnic goes, they're all on the same day and at the same time?
Obviously,
we have different time zones, but...
Right. So our thought process was this, that everyone would celebrate our centennial that particular day, but what time they do it and where they do it is up to each one individually. So, for example, in New York City, they're in Central Park. In San Francisco, they're at Golden Gate Park. In Washington, D.C., they're at a farm by Mount Vernon. So all the locations and the time is what works best for our host that are hosting the picnics and for their family or their co-host. We have a host and a co-host that help us do this throughout the country. And they take the lead and they select the location that they want. We've had, in the past, we've done it at a ball game in Chicago, at a bowling alley in Dallas. So the picnics take a flavor on of that particular city.
What about here in El Paso, Margie?
Here we are at Memorial Park. It's the biggest park that we have in El Paso.
It's a beautiful park.
And we're in the enclosed area, which is great for safekeeping all our kiddos. And it's a very family-oriented event, and it's grown over the years. We are by far the biggest. We do have the most alumni here in this area, as Richard said. And so we'll have your very typical traditional hot dogs and hamburgers. And so what we do is we provide the main dish, and alumni bring to the table a side dish or a dessert and their drinks. That's how this works.
And then last year you were talking something about also games and different things, so people can set up different things.
They can bring their own lawn chairs if they want, blankets, even pop-up tents. And then we provide all kinds of games. We've got athletes, student athletes showing up. So we've got the soccer team. We've got volleyball. We've got football players, basketball players this year. Of course, the cheerleaders, Pay Dirt Pete. We couldn't be anywhere without them. We also have all kinds of games going on. We have hula hoop contest, watermelon eating contest. It's a very fun atmosphere, and it allows that camaraderie and that networking and just getting together with other alumni of all ages.
Now, what do people have to do to sign up for this?
On our website, go to www.utep.edu, and you have to RSVP. We want you to RSVP so we can know our food count. We always need that for planning purposes. And it's as simple as that. It's free other than bringing your own side dish or a dessert. But the main course is free, which is the hot dogs and hamburgers.
And is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Saturday, July 12th. Mm-hmm. And it starts at 6, it runs to 9.
Richard, do you want to add anything to that?
I just wanted to add the easiest website to follow is alumni.utep.edu/picnic. You go to that website, and then you can RSVP for the El Paso picnic. Again, and if some of our listeners are traveling, look at our website, and they might find a picnic in one of the cities they're traveling to. So if they're headed to New York and they want to join the picnic, you know, that'll be in Central Park, and I'll be there. So if they'd like to join me and have pizza in the park, I'd be happy to see them. And then obviously we have picnics in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
And if they're going to travel to Bhutan or to Mexico, we'd like them to join us as well.
Chicago, Denver, Miami.
How do you go about planning this strategically for, you know, all the groups across the nation and the world? Is this something, obviously, that you start way ahead of time?
Well, we start early planning, and we do it generally where we have high concentration of alumni. For example, Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, they have such a high number of alumni, so we start there. But then it spreads out to where alumni are already engaged. They're already networking with one another, like Washington, D.C., or San Francisco, San Diego, L.A., so that's what we do.
We've also actually put out a call for hosts in the past, and that's how we've drawn some other places like Cedar Rapids, Iowa, obviously in the New England area this year. You know, so when we put out the call for hosts, then people then say, I'd like to do this, and then we help them do that as well. Because there are some places that we have alumni all across the country, all across the world, you know, so it's easy for us to connect. But again, as Margie said, the higher concentration of alumni is where we focus, and then we reach out and see how we can branch from that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, this is something that is not easy and you can't do on your own. So if someone out there is listening, of course, it's too late this year, but they want to be a host for next year, what are the things that they have to do besides going to that website as far as planning?
I think calling our office at 915-747-8600. Or going to the alumni website and emailing us at utepalumni.edu. That's a great way to reach us. And we're always open and willing, obviously, to talk to alumni that are willing to host. And then what we do also is we provide everything that they need to host. So we send a package to each picnic host city, and it includes everything. You name it, it's in there. It's paper plates, napkins, cups, forks, spoons, name tags, Sharpies, sign-in sheets, a banner, anything and everything you want. All you have to do is provide the food. We even send Frisbees and beach balls. So it's a very well-planned, well-thought-out process. And all you have to do is select the location. So we make it relatively easy, and we hold everyone's hand as we go along. Some people are more comfortable hosting, and others need a little more assistance.
So obviously, it's something that they can't miss if they're driving by because of, like you said, the banner and everything else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Balloons, the works.
Yep. Now, for people here in El Paso, and I'm sure that just about everybody knows where Memorial Park is, but for those who may not or may be new to the city, what is the address or what is the easiest way to get there?
It is on Copia and Wheeling. That's the corner. I believe it's 3200 Wheeling, and it's called Memorial Park. And we'll be
there.
And
they can't miss
year.
It because there's a library and a pool a there,
swimming
right?
Swimming pool across
also?
The street, correct?
Okay.
Uh-huh. And we have a big banner. You cannot miss it. And yeah, this year it'll be particularly bigger than other years, so you can't miss it.
And 6 to 9 is
six
are
to
the
nine.
Hours.
We changed the hours a little bit because it's a little cooler in the evening. So last year was a little earlier, and we decided to go later this year.
Now, as we talked at the beginning of the interview, and Richard, if there's something that perhaps I missed about the picnic that you want to talk about, you feel free to jump back in. But a lot of people talk about as far as alumni and football and homecoming, and it's just around the corner. I mean, next month our team goes to, you know, the training that they do, and then it's September.
Exactly. Let me just add a couple things about the picnic, and then I'll jump to the fall in terms of our activities. Just want to mention that it's important, again, you know, for them to bring a drink to the picnic, but also we record the fight song, and one of the things that we want people to do is to join in on the fight song, because then we do a video of all of our cities, and we put it together, and then we put it on the website, and we share that with alumni, and it's really great to see the compilation of all of these picnics and how they come together, and they all sing the fight song. So that's one of the things that we do as in mm-hmm. unison, and there's dancing, there's other things going on, there's water features for kids, but it's really a fun time. But as we transition now from summer to the fall, one of the things is football season, as you've mentioned. It's right around the corner. We're planning for our tailgates for football season. So again, our alumni association will be hosting our pregame events. Want to make sure that our alumni come out and support us, come to the tailgates, support the team, buy your tickets early. The first game is against Texas Tech. It's going to be a big game. We need a lot of alumni, a lot of fans in the seats to support the Miners, because that's going to be a very tough game for us on September 6th. We do open away on August 30th. At New Mexico at the Lobos, so we mm-hmm. will be having an event there. So if you can join us there, that would be great for us, you know, to join us in New Mexico and Albuquerque.
Now, because of the reconstruction and new things that we have here at UTEP, what about tailgating and going to the alumni lodge for pregame situations?
We actually do not tailgate and have not tailgated at the lodge for 7 years now. We tailgate on Glory Field, which is on Glory Road, and it's a great venue because it's right across from the stadium. It's an easy walk. You can park there. You have a great time. The band comes, and they kind of lead us into the game, if you will. So all our tailgating happens there. The campus right now, as you know, is going under transformation, the reconstruction, and so forth. So tailgating is not going to be possible in the center of campus this fall. In the beginning of the year.
As we're wrapping up now, if you wouldn't mind telling us again about tomorrow's picnic.
So tomorrow, July 12th, from 6 to 9, come out and join us. It's a good time. Just make sure you bring your side dish or dessert and your drinks, and come out and just have fun. Enjoy other Miners that are in the area. Get to see old friends, make new friends. It's just a good time for everybody.
Okay, and if you have additional questions, you can call 747-8600. That's 747-8600. Or go to utepalumni.edu, and you can email them with questions, or go to their webpage, and you can see some pictures and other things from past events. I want to thank again Dr. Richard Daniel, who is the Executive Director of Alumni Relations, and also Margie Bricky with Alumni Relations Office. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.